we didn't think there much of their radio procedure because they used different things altogether. Again, they were getting more automated then, so that when they communicated with us, it was a different system to them. And one of our colleagues said that if Nelson had gone into Trafalgar with the VHF radio, the Royal Navy would be experts in the communication, but they weren't. And they were they made a mountain out of a molehill. And they, for instance, on one occasion, we had a foreign ship who'd come and asked, he needed a tow, and we'd sent a distress out, and this Royal Navy ship communicated with us, and we put him in touch, and he was a mine hunter. So this mine hunter was put in touch with this ship, and it was a foreigner. And I always remember this Royal Navy officer saying, "Hello, this is Charlie Oscar here," which was meant commanding officer, but Charlie Oscar. Would you happen to have a rope sort of, and this, so I broke in and said to this foreign ship, "Have you a tow rope?" "Yes, I have a tow rope." That's what he was trying to ask, but his procedure was so awful. I believe now there is a list of English which you can't, all radio English, so it's all straightforward and simple, whereas would you happen by any chance to have, you know, it's ridiculous. If you just said, "Have you got a tow rope?" the foreigner would have understood immediately, but he couldn't. And it was Charlie Oscar nonsense. It was silly, isn't it?